Until, by Deverlaine L. Trefethen, I'm reminded of a small word in Ephesians chapter 4, until. Therefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same also as he who ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And truly he gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And this until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a full-grown man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we no longer may be infants, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, in the dishonesty of men, in cunning craftiness, to the wiles of deceit. But that you, speaking the truth in love, may in all things grow up to him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitted together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of each part, producing the growth of the body to the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians 4, 8-16. He gave gifts unto men until. All of those gifts have ceased. Those gifts were given for a specific time with a specific purpose and a specific finality. Those today in this secret administration who are teachers worth any amount of attention, have studied the scriptures, and Father has granted them realization to share what he has opened their heart to see. These teachers do not have a church that others attend where they rule over them through fear, condemnation, and guilt. In this administration, there is no building to assemble yourselves together until the day approaches. There are no envelopes or offering plates passed through the crowd to gather your tithe. Nope. We are not awaiting the Savior's parousia to the earth. We await the death of every member of the one body of Christ in order that we will be manifested together with Christ in glory.